Greetings, it's Pastor Bob, coming to you today on November 30th with our Monday Advent devotional. This particular devotion is geared for families. There's also a second recording on this email, and that's the devotion geared for individuals. And we're going to change up a little bit with that one. We're going to start using a devotional from John Pavlovitz called Lo, an Honest Advent Devotional. And that's so that the two devotions that you are getting each and every day can give you something different, a little different. So you can, again, pick and choose which ones best suits your spiritual needs for the day. Well, this is our family Advent devotion, November 30th. And today's theme is called Three Trees. Three Trees. And we read a selection from Genesis 3. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made loincloths for themselves. Then the Lord God said, "See, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. And now he might reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life, and eat, and live forever." Therefore, the Lord God set him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. May God bless the reading of the Word. You know, sunshine warms the garden, and big trees make cool, shady spots in just the right places. Flowers bloom wildly. Birds sing. Bunnies scamper around town. This garden, with a tree right in the middle, is the place where God lives with the people he created. But when Adam and Eve ate the fruit, God knew he couldn't trust them to live in the garden anymore. He sent them away. Since then, people haven't been able to live as close to God as Adam and Eve did. The good news is that God has been working hard so that we can live with him again. In the Bible, we get a sneak preview of the end of the story. God is building a city with a tree right in the middle, where we will live with him again. So, how do we get from the tree at the beginning to the tree at the end? God uses another tree. That tree got chopped down and put together in the shape of a cross. When Jesus died on that tree, he closed the distance between us and God. Jesus made it so that we could return to joyful, peaceful life with God. I wonder, what things do you do that make you feel far from God? And what do you look forward to about living near to God? Let us pray. Loving God, we're sorry for doing things that put a gap between us and you. Jesus, thank you for closing that gap when you died. We're excited to live with you in the city with a tree. Amen. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's family devotional for Advent. Let me close with this benediction. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we praise and bless your holy name. Son of David, Branch of Jesse, Emmanuel, Good Shepherd, Light of the World, guide us and help us, we pray. Amen.